Nice to meet you, Niall Horan. On Mix 97, Dr. Julie Galthorpe in talking about meanness. Why are people mean?
Well, you know, there is an upside for people who behave in this way, and that's that they often get attention, especially with social media. So, but even in the classrooms, the obnoxious person who doesn't do what he or she needs to do and is argumentative and they make demands, you know, when you've got like 30 kids in your class, you're going to have to address that. And that creates that ripple effect and negative attention seeking. Same in the workplace, that, you know, that squeaky wheel sometimes gets the attention. This acceptance of incivility or meanness is that it costs the entire environment. So it doesn't just cost the person who's sitting next to the one person. It's the entire environment. And as a culture and as our society, it affects us. There's a ripple effect across the board. So what do we do about that, right? When we notice that it's happening, first, we can't put up with it. We have, you know, when people behave in this way, as a group, we need to stop the behavior. So one way is to just not pay attention to it. So when you start to see it happening on social media, rather than like responding to it, reacting to it, you know, getting all involved in it, you just ignore it. And, you know, it's now, sometimes you ignore it. I'm talking about those, as Alana said, like that list that comes when everybody gets in on it and the meanness just kind of amps up. You know, you don't have to participate in that. Now, do we need to call out behavior that's, you know, that's problematic? Yes. But that doesn't mean we need to then also engage in a mean way. We have to step above that. Go back to teaching and practicing basic manners. So say thank you, say please, and be conscious of your own behavior. And if you've been practicing the other, meanness and civility, or allowing your kids to behave this way, and sometimes I hear parents say, well, I'm happy that at least they stand up for themselves. Okay, but then teach them to stand up for themselves in a way that's appropriate, polite, that they can articulate their needs in a way that they'll be met, but not about, you know, hurting other people. And, you know, don't overgeneralize. That's what this is where a lot of this meanness comes from, whether it's about groups thinking certain groups are a certain way, such as, you know, I'll give that the one example, white boys playing hockey, that they're all the same. Well, no, none of us are all the same. So when we start to overgeneralize, we're falling into that trap.
Well done this morning. Kill them with kindness. You've heard that phrase?
Mm-hmm.
Show compassion.
Be the bigger person.
Yeah,
just behave well. Yeah. You know, behave well. But we have to teach our kids what behaving well is, because if they are behaving in a way that, you know, seems to work for other people, then it's up to us to show them that there's a different way to have those needs
met.
And
people know they're being mean. They do. You know, if they don't think they know they're being mean, they darn right they know they're being mean.
Yeah, we'd like to think they do, yes.
An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind.
Well said, Orlena. How's your, you were off last Wednesday because you had a dentist appointment. How did it go?
My dentist appointment went really well and I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
How's your root canal going to go today?
I'm not being mean. I'm just...
Ask Sean how his root canal is going to go today.
I'm going to Dr. Gregory Suchan in Trenton, specialist.
He's got a specialist because they use these vice grips that they use on horses. They use the same thing to pull out.
See, that's mean.
Okay. Well,
that's mean.
Well, but we have to look at, is it an environmental? Like, has that been socially acceptable here to be mean to one another?
Yes, it has.
You got to set a new vibe.
All right, Julie.
Now I understand why Julie's in today. It's really about us.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good seeing you.
And that's Dr. Julie Galthorpe. We'll have that up on our morning show blog, brought to you by Skin Beautiful, hopefully this morning around 9:30. You ready, Alana?
Yes, I am. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.